the Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher. Someone is murdering Victorian gentlemen by tearing off their trousers in public places. Can the police catch this villain before he strikes next? And who will the next victim be? Scene 10. Inside the office of Chief Superintendent Williams.
Come in. Come in. Come in!
Pardon me, but can I come in?
What do you want?
What, dear?
And what in the Lord's name is that ghastly smell?
Well, that's Inspector Forrest. It's awful, isn't it?
Hamilton, I'm sitting right here.
Oh, I didn't see you there, Inspector. What, dear?
Now then, I understand you've got something to tell me, idiot.
Come on, Hamilton, out with it.
I was talking to you, Forrest.
Oh, charming.
Well, what is it?
I am pleased to say that I have apprehended the villain responsible for the death of Mr. Shuttle Micklebrass.
Who?
The man who'd had his trousers ripped from his personage.
And?
Well, I thought you would be pleased.
Why would I be pleased?
Because it reduces the crime statistics in your area.
Who cares about that? They're all fiddled anyway.
Oh, dear.
Well, you get to look good.
Oh, this is terrible. I told you to find a name for this villain so I can give something to the press. Instead, all you do is waste valuable police time by catching him. What are you, some kind of idiot?
Oh, yes, in my stupidity, I was busy apprehending this menace to the general public when I should have been finding a name.
Exactly!
Well, may I ask, what is the point of a modern police force if it isn't to make the general public safe?
It is to make the general public think that they are safe, idiot!
I don't think idiot is an appropriate term for a working environment, Chief Superintendent.
Well, everybody else in the office refers to him as Tosser.
Shut up, Hamilton.
Oh, dear.
My whole plan was to go out on a high with the press hailing me as the man who caught the trouser snatcher. Instead, you ruin it all for me by catching this villain.
Oh, here we go.
And the man you caught didn't mention anything about his paymaster having a Welsh accent, did he?
He did, as a matter of fact.
Oh, dear.
No hating you.
Yes, he did that as well.
Oh, dear.
Did he also mention about wanting to be famous and writing his own ticket?
Yes, he did that as well, as a matter of fact.
Oh, dear.
what a fool he must be to say all that.
But we never did find out who was his paymaster. And it is my intention to find out who it is, one way or another. Well, I don't really see what is funny, Chief Superintendent.
I do. Hamilton's dog is passing water on you.
Oh, Hamilton.
Oh, dear.
You've been listening to the Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher, a murder mystery in 10 scenes with me merely inserted between them. To think once I was a Shakespearean actress. I performed alongside Olivier and Gielgud. I could have been a star. I could have been famous. I could have had the world at my fingertips. Hollywood, Hitchcock, Fellini. It could have been all mine. But look what they did to me. But you have been a fabulous audience. Kind, patient, and so understanding. I will not forget you. I won't forget any of you. You've all been wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.